Oi, this is Nigel McGuinness, and you are listening to WNS Podcast. Stay tuned, wankers.
You are listening to the official Wrestling News Source Podcast. For all of your wrestling information, go to WrestlingNewsSource.com or find us on Facebook by searching WrestlingNewsSource.com or WNS Podcast. You can also follow us on YouTube, Twitter, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Now, here are your hosts, Daniel Herron and Tyler Hebert.
That's right, what's up, everyone? I am Daniel Herron.
I'm Tyler Hebert.
We welcome you to episode 542 of the official podcast for WrestlingNewsSource.com. For all your information, go to WrestlingNewsSource.com. Check us out on Facebook, WrestlingNewsSource.com. You can find us on Facebook, WNS Podcast, on YouTube, WNS Video, and on iTunes by searching Wrestling News Source Podcast.
We're on Stitcher. Damn it, we're not on Stitcher. Dang
Stitcher!
It, I did the old stuff again. We're on Amazon, Spotify. Just search Wrestling News Source Podcast.
There you go. So welcome to the show. Got a few things to talk about this week, mostly hot topics, but hey, you know, that's how it is.
The store.
When you're on the road to WrestleMania, the biggest event of the weekend, of the year.
WrestleMania!
Of all time, maybe. I don't know. So yeah, welcome to the show. Tyler, how you doing?
I'm doing it, man. I'm doing it to it. We're here.
Doing that damn thing, huh?
Do your damn thing. We're going to see how WrestleMania is going to go.
Yeah? Yeah.
Hopefully it'll be pretty entertaining.
Taking place 1 week from tomorrow.
Do you ever recording this on wish
Friday the 29th?
Good
Friday.
It goes back to one day, or are you fine with 2 days?
Part of me wants it to stay one night. Because I don't like the fact that they are like, oh, I main evented WrestleMania. It's like, no.
No.
You were the last show of night one. Yeah. The main event is the last
higher
match.
Higher-ups tell them, oh, I main event.
Yeah.
Like, say you're going to main event, even though if your last match the first night, you're main eventing.
It's like, no.
No.
No, you did not. Sorry. Hate to be the one to break the bad news. You didn't do it. Sorry. But I understand because, damn, like, remember the previous WrestleManias when they were just one night and it was like 7 hours plus a hour 2 hour pre-show.
I know that sounds crazy. I enjoyed it because it was like, yeah, you're gonna have multiple hours on both days and stuff, but mm-hmm. I liked all that together and being around the people. I guess that doesn't make any sense.
No, it does. It does because you know it's one show, one giant spectacle. But like I recall, like. Watching the last WrestleMania that was one night and just being exhausted because like it didn't the last match didn't start until like 11 o'clock at night, which was midnight.
Where the party doesn't start until I walk in.
Well, thank God for that. But you walked in during the pre-show, so that's you know 7-8 hours
of partying,
and we were in comfy conditions. We were not outdoors in the elements like they were.
Well. Okay, did we? We used to watch WrestleMania at Wings to Go?
Yeah, I think so.
We spent so many hours over there.
Yeah.
In uncomfortable seats.
Slightly comfortable, because they were at least padded for the most part.
It's been so long ago.
Or no.
I don't remember.
I don't know if we ever caught, I know we caught a Royal Rumble. A couple of Royal Rumbles, at least. I don't know. I don't remember if we watched WrestleMania
it's
there.
It's been so long ago. I
want to say that we ordered it at home and just watched it there, but because we've been doing the pick the winners contest since.
For a long time.
For quite some time. Since what? WrestleMania 20... Oh. What was the one in Arizona that Jack Swagger was like the world champion? That was like garbage.
I don't know.
That was like 26? I think, because 25 was in Houston, that's the one y'all went to, 26 I think was the next year, and then 30 was like the only one since then that we haven't done the pick the winners, because that was the one we actually went to.
Yeah.
Which, sir, 10 years ago. It's been 10 years since we went to WrestleMania, man.
Fuck.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
But part of me is okay with it because I don't want to pay ungodly amounts of money for a seat where I can barely see what's happening.
Yeah. If you're going to pay a lot of money, you better get a good seat.
You got to get like prime seating, man. And
how was our seats to you?
From what I remember, they were okay. Yeah, they were all right.
We had that weird hotel room with, like, no windows.
Yes. Which, to be honest, I slept pretty good there. Until I got sick. I got sick, like, the last night.
Yep, I remember that.
That sucked. And then my back was hurting. And then Doug's Jeep got the boot on it.
Yep.
Man, I was ready to leave that town once all that stuff started.
I'm still not a big fan of New Orleans because of that.
Oh, yeah. When we drove to Florida, you know how it has that split where you can go one way or the other and the other way is going through New Orleans? I said, nope.
Nope.
Not going through there.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You burned me, New Orleans.
That's right. Burned him.
Burned him.
You've burned him. Burned the bear.
But,
never again.
I remember there was a time period where I was like, you know what, I'm fine never going to WrestleMania again. Because I think it was towards a flight we were getting burnt out. Mm-hmm. And we were just pissed off in general because of Vince.
Yeah.
I'm not supposed to say it. Not supposed to say
you
Vince
can
McMahon.
Say it. They can't.
They can't. Vince McMahon. Piece of shit. But I wouldn't mind going back.
Yeah.
I think I'm in a different space when it comes to WWE now.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm still like on certain things, but I could watch it more.
I don't want to go to Raw. No. I don't want to go to a SmackDown. Like, if I'm going to something, it's got to be, like, pay-per-view in Houston or a house show here.
Yeah.
Like, other than that, I'm okay not going to a wrestling event because, like, the last couple times I've gone, I'm just like, you know what? Like, AEW had a lot of fun. But you still have to deal with your rowdy fans, your drunken fans, your smelly fans.
Smelly friends?
Smelly cat.
Smelly friends.
No. All of our friends are mostly hygienic for the most part. Can't say the same for everyone else. But man, I know this is a little off topic, but that's kind of what we do. Comic-Palooza, I was not planning on going. My wife, I was like, I don't think I'm going to go this year. And because my birthday is on Sunday, and it's like, I don't know if I want to go. And I don't have my media credentials anymore, so now I have to pay to get in.
So you going?
I'm debating. I'm going back and forth.
I brought it up to my wife, and she said no.
What?
It's her birthday, too, you know?
Well, what if it's what I want to do for my birthday?
Well, I'm going to celebrate your birthday, but maybe not that day.
Tyler, are you trying to say that your wife and mother of your children is more important than me?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
On that situation.
Okay. No. Okay. I get it. I'm going to make sure my wife hears this.
Look.
You're never going to live this down.
No.
We'll make sure of
it. We're going to celebrate your birthday. It's just if you go to Comic-Palooza, I'm not going. So.
Mm-mm.
She'll get pissed if I just go to Comic-Palooza.
And we recorded this, too. Yeah. This is going to go out to the public. So we have public record. Everyone hears. You heard it here. I'm not the top priority in Tyler Hebert's life. Damn.
Dang it.
Damn.
Second.
Remember one of the rules we came up with about this podcast?
I would not say that.
Podcast before getting what?
Podcast before getting ass.
That's right. That's going to be the matching tattoo we get. It's going to be that rule.
I can't even.
Man, I don't even know. We might have to just cancel the podcast now.
Dang it.
You've made your choice.
But you're still going to see John Cena.
You've made your choice. I'm debating. My wife said that if I really wanted to go, she would pay for the photo op as my birthday present. So I'm like, a lot of money. Like, I'm like, I might pay half. She's like, no.
I know it sounds crazy, but when would be the next time
exactly
you'd see him?
Yes, Tyler. When will the next time you get the opportunity?
I still can't go.
And
I still can't go.
You can be in the picture with us.
I still can't go.
It allows up to four people. The four of us can go. We can all chip in, and then we can go. Like,
tried.
Okay, look, we can drive to Houston. Like, we can go to Houston and, like, run in.
Run in.
We'll run in.
Stay in line for a while.
Stand in line. Get our picture taken. Get a copy of it. We'll leave. And then we can go and celebrate our birthdays. Hey. Because you know what else is going to be happening? Wait. Yeah. You know what else is going to be happening that night? AEW Double or Nothing.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
That night.
Yeah. So, sorry, Tyler's wife. I got you for the day. That's my day. It's my birthday too.
I don't
think
that's gonna happen.
Wow.
I'm gonna be honest with you.
You're not gonna even come celebrate.
I tried. I was like, let's go. I know how much you like John Cena. Let's go. Like, and she's like, oh, do I like John Cena? I thought you liked John Cena. Like Dorton and John Cena.
She likes Big Show.
The Big Show. She's like, I don't want to go. I'm not going. We're not going. Like, but I want to go. It's like, oh, it's my birthday. I'm like,
say it's for Daniel's birthday.
That'll go over well.
Technically, I was your friend before she came along.
I know that.
Technically, I helped get you two together.
I thought you were like, you owe me. I'm like, oh, no.
Technically, you do owe me. The fact that I was not the best man in your wedding.
whoa.
Never
going to
forgive
whoa.
Noah for that. Whoa. He wouldn't even be in my wedding. What does that tell you about him?
That he's Noah?
He is Noah. I don't have money. I don't have money for it right now. We'll pay for it. Oh, no, I just can't. We offered to pay for his suit.
Look.
And he still said
no. All I gotta say is I tried because I wanted to see John Cena.
Did you?
I did. You can ask her.
You sure about that? Oh, I'll have a conversation with your wife. You might fear her, but I don't.
It's going to be a no for me.
All right. It's a no for you, dog?
No for me.
All right.
Let me tell you, dog. Let me tell you. It's cool. I liked it, but that's a no.
All right.
That is the worst shit I've ever seen.
It's going to make my birthday just that much less.
Look, you're going to see John Cena, so...
I'm going to do loyal. What no one else could.
What?
I'm going to see John Cena.
Get him.
I'm gonna get a picture with him, too.
To sign something.
Something?
I don't know. What you got with John Cena?
Nothing. I mean, I usually ignore his merchandise.
No, you have to find something.
Nah, I feel like I would, if anything, I'm just going to get a picture. Put it on the wall.
And his name is John Cena.
Because that... I mean, if you did a picture and an autograph,
do it.
That's quite a bit.
And
have you looked at the prices?
When's the next time?
Have you looked at the prices, sir?
When's the next time you're gonna see him?
So, for those wondering what the prices are, which, to be honest, not as high as I thought it was gonna be, because like I saw Undertaker's asking price, and I'm like, holy shit!
Yeah, he was way more. And I swear, Sting at one point in one of the conventions was
pretty high too. But so a picture with Cena is $205. An autograph is $195. So if you get
Why is it like 200?
Because he's a little bit extra. So if you were to get both, that's $400. I'm gonna say it again. $400 plus admission.
I still thought this was
a 1 day pass is $72 per person.
$72.
I don't. Freaking no. I didn't come up with the prices.
Really, and I texted you this, I thought it would be way more than what it is.
I figured it would be like $299 for a picture and $299 for a
three something.
Yeah.
Three or four something each. Yeah. That's what I thought it would be.
$350. I need about $350.
That's what I thought.
That damn Loch Ness monster.
But
won't leave my family alone.
It's less than I thought it would be.
Yeah. I'm debating.
You can show up with your hustle, loyalty, respect shirt.
You don't even know what it is.
Whatever. All I know that he honestly punched a short person in the head, and they don't have no head.
Oh, yeah. You got no head. I think the only merch that I really have that has Cena on it would probably
program?
Be like I'd probably do like a DVD. Like, I'm sure I've got one.
Get him to sign as the prototype.
I'm having him sign it as Peacemaker. How about
Peacemaker.
That? Peacemaker. Do you want to do, really want to taste that?
That's so awesome.
Oh, we were at the movies last night, my wife and I, and they had a Honda commercial and he narrated it. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, man, that's crazy that they got that Comic Palooza got the guy who voices the Honda commercials to be at Comic Palooza this year.
And everyone freaked out. What?
Mm-hmm.
I thought there were supposed to be some other wrestlers at Comic Palooza.
I'm sure there will be.
I don't see him on the website, but I thought it was like Mick Foley or something and someone else.
I haven't seen that.
I thought you sent me something a while back.
They've had Mick Foley before. They had him last year, I think, or the year before.
I don't know where I'm at.
So I've gotten to meet quite a number of wrestlers at Comic Palooza, so I'm kind of glad for that.
Have you met your number one?
Who's my... Don't you dare fucking say it.
I'm not going to say who you think I'm going to say.
Brian Danielson?
No.
Who is my number one, Tyler?
Scott Steiner.
I have met Scott Steiner at Comic Palooza.
You thought I was going to say Kelly Kelly.
Yes, I did, and I was going to end the show because you broke my heart.
No, Scott Steiner.
Uh-huh. I did meet Scott Steiner. He was interesting.
Do you talk about Shoney's?
No. That was long before Shoney's.
Okay.
When we met there. I've met Scott Steiner. I've met...
Rick. Rick Steiner?
No, I haven't met Rick Steiner. I met Bret Hart. Roddy Piper, and that was like 3 months before he passed. Trish Stratus, Lita, Hangman Adam Page.
You're going through the whole list.
Well, I'm just trying to think. Like,
you got a lot of people.
I've met some people.
Your other number one?
No, these are just people I've met at Comic Palooza.
Oh, I thought you meant like other places too, like Michael Tarver.
Yeah. Yeah, low key Koval.
Just stick to compliments.
I've met some people.
I've been candles.
Trust me, man, I've been a lot of candles. Oh, I met Britt Baker at Comic Palooza. I've met some pretty cool folks. Not too bad. So I always look forward to meeting the wrestlers, but like I said, this year I gotta pay for it and I'm like, ugh. Do I really want to do that? Maybe. Because, like, yeah, how often are you going to get to...
Because, I mean, it's not guaranteed that next year he's going to come back.
No.
I don't even know how they snagged him this time.
Well, he's only going to be there on Sunday.
Yeah.
So it's not he's not even going to be there the whole weekend.
Yeah.
He's just there on Sunday.
Dude, I bet it's going to be freaking packed absolutely. For Cena.
Yeah. No doubt.
Holy Gwen Stefani. Shit. Holy shit.
Yeah.
He's like the number one guy.
And it's probably and it's going to be similar to the Fitterman autograph shows where you like you walk in, "Hey, how's it going?" smile, click. Okay, all right,
basically.
Thanks. You know. It's capturing a moment.
That's why you need to have like some sort of hat or some sort of clothing that he may want to talk to you about.
Yeah.
Like have something, "Oh, that's a cool shirt, man," or "Nice hat. Where'd you get that?" or
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Or just walk in dressed as Peacemaker.
You can. Yeah. I'll get him to talk.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, come on, we're doing the dance.
Do the Peacemaker dance.
Yeah. Do you want to date? Really want to date that? God, that entrance was so good.
He's a good Peacemaker.
Yeah. It's pretty good. Good persons. So, yeah, we are officially on the road to WrestleMania. Getting 1 week closer. 1 week away. How about that? What do you think about this week's Raw where Rock dropping an F-bomb on Cody? Along with a beatdown.
Yeah. Does it like... Is this a telltale sign of...
Telltale.
Okay, so Rock is taking over most of this whole Cody-Roman storyline.
Yeah.
That Rock is going to turn on Roman?
I don't know, man.
Or it's like, since we have The Rock, we might as well be using him a lot because we're not going to have him all the time.
Yeah, well, because once Mania's over, Rock's kind of done.
I don't know how that's going to work.
I think they said, a week or two after Mania, he'll still be available. But I think they said by May,
normally,
he's going to be gone.
With a storyline, if something ends or begins or whatever, you need like the Raw or SmackDown after that pay-per-view to either try to wrap it up or something.
Yeah,
I don't know. But no, I mean, I say it was last Monday, not this one, or 2 Mondays ago. And I said, I think on the last podcast, it got me good when they were like, "Womp that trick," when they were talking about Cody's mom.
Yeah.
And then the whole "you're welcome" thing, you know, the Disney stuff. Those two things got me. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm fine with him beating down Cody.
Yeah.
I have no problem with that. How do you feel about it?
As far as the language, I think it's misleading.
Why?
Because after Raw went off the air, I saw numerous comments. The Attitude Era is back. This is the end of the PG era. Oh,
okay.
All of this, you know.
I don't know why people even say that stuff, because there's people who drop certain words every so often. Mm-hmm. It's not like this shit's back. It's not.
Well, they're not supposed to be doing it. CM Punk did, and you know, he was told, "Hey, you're not supposed to be doing that," but he didn't really get in any kind of trouble. But a memo was sent out to the talent: you're not to be swearing, you're not to be cursing on air. And even earlier this week, TKO, the parent company of WWE, said they fully intend to keep WWE a PG product.
Mm.
The Rock, obviously being on the board, get a little leeway. He writes out his script of what he's going to say and sends it to the people on Fox and USA so that they know, hey, have that bleep button ready. He's getting ready to say something.
Yeah, he's prepared.
So, but, and then they felt like, well, you can't have him do it and Cody not be able to get one back. So they allowed that to happen, where, you know, called him the little dick syndrome and all that. So that promo was, okay, you get it back. But after that,
no more.
But after that, no more.
Now. No, no.
Yeah. And so it's gonna break a lot of hearts for fans who are expecting the PG era to be gone. And it's like, no, we'll still have aggression, but we're not going to use the language. I saw a lot of people say this was the most AEW episode of Monday Night Raw that they've had. Just because of all the blood and violence, and you know, the Ricochet match had all the flips and the...
I missed that match, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Who did he fight?
JD McDonagh.
Oh, okay.
And I'll agree, it was very very entertaining and you know, violent. I don't know.
There's quite a few people who loved the whole CM Punk, Seth,
mm-hmm.
Drew McIntyre.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't mind it, but at the end, I mean, maybe that's what he was shooting for. It seemed like Punk was desperate.
Yeah. I mean, he's injured. He can't compete.
Yeah.
So there's nothing he can
really
do about it. He can only say things right now.
I loved, and okay, I want to talk about the one of the last parts. I love the whole, like, okay, he was talking to Drew, then Seth comes out, and they're both just like telling him, like, get out of our way, basically.
Yeah.
It's like, eh, come on. And people, they even got people to boo Seth.
Right after they were singing his song, too.
Yeah.
Man, bunch of jerks.
It cracked me up, and I'm like, I'm not gonna lie, I'm still bitter towards Punk. I really am. And I don't know when it's gonna go away. I can, at times get past it, and I can see logical stuff,
mm-hmm.
you know, when it comes to him. But I am bitter with him. I'm not gonna lie.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I have no clue when it's gonna go away. But
if at all,
but I did chuckle when they said the chosen one, that stuff, and
who Punk, chose?
Yeah,
you?
Who chose you? Who said that?
I don't know if you're aware. That's one of the hot topics that I have. His name is banned from WWE programming.
Hey man, he's blurred in the WWE 2K24 showcase mode.
I heard about that.
Yeah, he's blurred. It's crazy.
He's offensive to me.
Yeah, I don't like seeing that nasty old man. Get him off my television.
Miserable little fart.
Yep. He's not in the game. Like, I don't know if in there, like, you can play, like, in showcase mode with him or not. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But he's not a playable character.
Yeah.
And I know Brock's not a playable character.
I heard there was, like, one part where he was...
Showcase, I think.
Okay.
But you can't have him in exhibition and stuff like that.
Yeah. Which, by the way, you've played 2K24, yeah? What are your thoughts on it? I don't know if we ever... I know we talked about, like, John Dynamite.
I don't have a review on it, but...
We need a full-fledged... Dude, no. We talked about this, like, a week ago, where we mentioned 2K24, so yes. That should have been the indicator for you to have a full-blown review ready.
Okay, ready?
Yep.
That's good. Yeah. No, I didn't play last year, so, like, I don't know the mechanics. I think, because I had...
Good 5, good 6, good 7.
Out of what?
Out of 10? Yeah.
I would say between 7 and 8.
7 and 8, okay. So between good and great.
But I haven't even, like, explored a lot of different matches and stuff. And just, like... I haven't even created
John Dynamite.
I love... You know, I love combos and stuff.
Combo!
Because that's a thing now. Like, you have to do certain combos for him to do certain moves. There's still grapples, so you can do grapples into other moves and stuff like that. But it works. It really does.
Yeah.
And I really do enjoy it. I can't wait to play it more and discover more things.
Yeah.
Because it is fun.
Very cool. Well, with WrestleMania... ahead of us, I know it's been a topic in the news of Drew McIntyre's contract, how he currently doesn't have a new deal set yet. Another person who their contract is coming to an end in the next 2 months is Becky Lynch.
They'll both stay.
I'm sure they will. But it's interesting because in an interview, say, maybe two months ago or so, Becky made it seem like, no, I'm not leaving. I'm not going anywhere. But now it's, in a most recent interview, it's, well, we'll see what's in the cards. So, like you said, I doubt she's going anywhere.
She's sane.
But, I mean, maybe conversations with Mercedes Moné might be like, you know, maybe my value is a little higher somewhere else. You never know.
Dude, I would, like, just be like... I don't know what the word is. I would be so excited, but like shocked if AEW pulled her.
Yeah.
I don't think so, though. But
no, I don't think so either. I think she's going to be sticking around in WWE for a while. Even though it's kind of like, what is there left for you to accomplish in WWE? Like, maybe you want to go to other companies and see what you can do and all that. But, man, like, both WWE and AEW are so... bloated in their rosters right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel bad for people who want to, like, switch sides because, like, there's nowhere for you to really to go. Like, even this past week on Dynamite, like, they just had Mercedes Moné on commentary, you know?
Well, I mean, you can... I don't know about money-wise what the situation would be, but you can try your hand at Impact. I keep saying Impact now. TNA. So funny, because when it was TNA, it switched to Impact. I was like, TNA. And I got used to Impact, and I was like, Impact, so TNA.
Got to recondition you, sir.
Yep. I don't know.
One of the things I will say, I'm concerned, we're not WWE haters, we're not AEW haters, we're supporters of all wrestling.
Yeah.
I'm concerned with AEW right now. This is a contract year for them, so they need to become guns blazing. On the roster, hands down, they've got one of the best rosters in the world.
Yeah.
Maybe second only to WWE. The problem is, you know, WWE programming, while they might be relying a little bit too much on The Rock to do this, you know, they're selling out arenas. They're bringing in ratings. Their ratings are going up. AEW's ratings are going down. They're having venues that are only selling 4,000 tickets. You know, I mean, take this past week's Dynamite. This past week's Dynamite had the lowest ratings since 2021. And the crowd, like I said, only 4,000 in a venue that holds probably 12 to 16.
Mm.
So, now, this kind of harkens back to... I'm going to ask you a question that harkens back to our experiences at Dynamites in years past. Do you feel that AEW is big enough to run these venues, or should they go back to running smaller venues?
I think in certain towns, smaller venues.
Yeah.
For sure. Like,
I know obviously, your Boston, your Chicago, New York, you know, your New York towns, a couple of your, California towns. Yeah, go for the big ones. But in the smaller ones, in the smaller venues, Houston, I would say.
Go back to the Fertitta Center.
Yeah.
Like, that last one was good. It was a neat place. Mm-hmm. I mean, don't get me wrong, but I think they sold tickets at the last minute.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. I don't know what their advertising is like, but it just doesn't seem to be there as much. Now, obviously, we don't live in the Houston area, so we don't get commercials for it or notifications.
But heck, I mean, even with WWE and their stuff in Houston, their stuff that comes on the radio, it's mm-hmm. like, oh, here's this in Houston.
Yeah, I feel like they've been slacking a little bit in their advertising as far as, you know, that. One other thing I feel like AEW is really struggling with is rescheduling. Whether it's sports, which most of the time it's sports. Hey, we're going to do Rampage early or on Tuesday. Or, hey, we're going to move Collision to Thursday night. Or, you know, oh, Dynamite's getting pushed to Tuesday. Or, you know, doing after the college basketball game. Or whatever it may be. I don't feel that WWE has that problem.
No.
Because it's their highest rated shows, and so 9 times out of 10, with the exception of SmackDown being moved to FS1 on the rare occasion, they don't have to worry about that. Everyone knows Monday Night Raw comes on Monday, you know, 8-7 Central, whatever it was.
Yeah.
AEW has been struggling for the past couple of years with that, in my opinion, to where that. When Collision is on, people are like, I mean, is it on at the normal time or is it on earlier, later? I don't know. You know, like, for example, for next week, Collision is going to be running late because they don't want to go at the same time as WrestleMania.
Mm, yeah, I don't blame them.
So
I don't blame them at all.
Yeah. And it's hard because one of the programs that you're running, Rampage, is taped in advance, so everyone can just read the spoilers online, so no one's going to tune in for that.
I just, man, I get nervous with AEW.
Yeah.
Because I'm like...
And like I said, it's a contract year for them, so they need to come in with, like, hey, our revenue's going up, our, you know, ad is going up, venue tickets...
Yeah.
Viewership.
Because I don't know what goes through Tony Khan's head, you know?
Yeah.
So much going on, so much on his plate.
And it's one of those questions of what can be done to draw fans back to AEW. Because right now, let's be honest, WWE is the hottest show going right now. And AEW was formed because WWE was in a bad place.
Yes.
The stories were terrible. The wrestling was short. You know, there was just... It was VKM had his grubby little hands all over it and wasn't moving, wasn't improving with the times. Well, those times formed AEW, which gave people an alternative saying, okay, this one's focused on wrestling. That's what I want. And now WWE is going back to kind of what they do best in the storytelling and making it gripping and watching, you know, got to tune in next week to see what happens. So I think that that's one of the contributing factors to AEW's kind of decline is that WWE is back to doing what it does well.
Mm-hmm.
And AEW just can't, they just don't, I don't know. It just doesn't seem to be able to latch fans on.
Not, yeah, because I know this sounds crazy, but there's a lot of people who are put off with just pure wrestling.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is weird to me.
Well, I mean, it's like if you go to a music concert for a band that you've listened to for 20 years and they only play the hits, it's kind of like, I would have liked to hear some deep cuts.
Yeah, I know. I mean, there's things about wrestling that people like, but like wrestling, like WWE has turned everything into, what's it called? not wrestling, it's entertainment.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's the stuff they push. And, you know, even before entertainment, it was mm-hmm. wrestling. Mm-hmm. We grew up with wrestling. Yeah. Yeah, there was entertainment in it and all that stuff. But, like, I don't know. And people were just put off. I mean, and at first when AEW, I was like, yeah, just give me wrestling and storylines. But now I'm at the point where I'm like, you have to have both.
Yes.
To keep people.
You have to find that good balance.
Yes.
And I think that, you know, given time, that will come for AEW because a few of the people who have worked in WWE are now working in AEW. I think they just hired a new COO who's been at, you know, WWE for like 15, 20 years. So I feel like changes could be coming, but right now they're kind of just in a rut. And it's tough to see because I'm full supportive of AEW. I don't want them to go out of business.
Yeah.
And it's because it's crazy because you've got top names in wrestling. You've got Adam Copeland. You've got Chris Jericho. You've got all these other big names like Samoa Joe who are there. Mercedes Moné is there. And it's like, why aren't these people tuning in? Is it the time of the show? Is it the fact that there's not, like, the stories aren't there? What specifically is keeping it away? Is it the, you know, every other week there's a big announcement from Tony Khan and it's kind of just like, oh, that was kind of a lackluster announcement. You know, what specifically for wrestling fans out there is it that is getting them to tune out? And that's the question that I have. And obviously we don't have an answer for it. You know, we couldn't have an answer because, you know, everyone's different. Everyone has their own reasons.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I feel like the commentary's there. The action in the ring, like, is top-notch.
Yeah.
Like you said, if you want to watch pure wrestling, AEW is for you, man. But it's kind of like, there just seems to be a disconnect with the fans and with the action. Or with AEW.
To me, it started with, like, all the drama that was being reported, that was being leaked out. And stuff. I was like,
yeah.
And then the drama, CM Punk drama of also that leaked out of people not agreeing with different styles that's in AEW. You can't do this. You can't do that. But all these other styles made it to the dance. So guess what? All these styles can actually stay and do this stuff.
Yeah.
You can't just have it one way like WWE style. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that was the whole thing. Like, oh, I don't understand this. I don't understand that. We know we shouldn't have that. You know, like, no. Yeah. If it works, it works. You know what I mean? I don't know.
I just hope that they can figure it out.
Deep down, I know you said you don't think it's going to happen. I'm just waiting for the day where we hear, like, guess what? Chris Jericho signed back with WWE.
Yeah. The more I think about it, I mean, it's a possibility. I mean, everything is possible. Like, no one thought the Ultimate Warrior would ever return to WWE, and sure enough, he did. I feel like he would I don't think it would be to compete. I think it would just be he returned to accept Hall of Fame. Like, I feel like he would finish his contract with AEW. He'd retire from wrestling, from in-ring competition. A couple years goes by, and then they bring him in as a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
And he'd be like, oh, I'm back home, or, you know, whatever they want to do.
Everyone says, I'm back home, CM Punk. I'm back home.
And I feel it hurts that you don't have Kenny Omega. You don't have... Because, I mean, like, you've got some of the biggest names in wrestling. You know? You've got Okada. You've got Will Ospreay. You've got Moné. You've got, like, all these big stars from around the world. And it's like, why aren't people tuning in to watch them, though?
I think people are just bitter.
Maybe.
I think that's some of the problem, too, because you got so much of the hate between AEW and WWE fans and stuff, and some people are just inspired. I'm not going to watch this stuff, but I don't know how
Punk
many people
Punk fans who have left. And
yeah.
Maybe. Maybe that could be one of the contributing... I mean, I'm sure that is one of the contributing factors. I'm like, oh, well, Punk's not here, and he's on WWE, so I'm going to go and watch that.
I still can't figure this out, and I it's not on these pages, but it's like... I don't look up negative stuff, but it seems like wrestling pages always pop up in my newsfeed. But yeah. It's always negative AEW stuff. And maybe it's my fault. I keep on, like, it keeps on popping up because I will go block them. So I have to go onto their page to block them.
Mm-hmm. No, so I do the same.
So that probably is like, oh, but here's
But now thing. I'm starting to get them in Spanish. And then it's like,
oh, really?
So it's like this and then rate this translation kind of thing.
But one thing I don't understand is if it's just one little tiny subject. It's not like just wrestling in general. It's always AEW hate posts. Basically,
yeah.
I'm getting not just, oh, he likes wrestling. Let me give you this wrestling, this mm-hmm. wrestling, this wrestling. No, it's AEW hate post.
Yeah.
That's so specific.
Yeah.
Why the fuck am I getting that in my feed?
I don't know. But I don't know. Like, there's just some disconnect that's mm-hmm. happening right now. And I hope it gets sorted out for the positive.
Yeah, because everyone on both sides, AEW, WWE, they both said competition is great.
It's crucial.
Yeah,
you have to have it. You know, you don't. They don't have to go head to head.
No,
but they just need. No. You know, they need to bounce ideas off of each other. Like I said, Kenny Omega is out right now. He's poised for surgery following consultations because of his diverticulitis. So hopefully, fingers crossed that things go well and he'll be able to return to the ring. Another. Issue that AEW has is visa issues. Jay White currently dealing with those right now, so not sure when we'll get to see him appear on the tele.
Pack,
although he's back, you know, and that's one of the things where like he'll come for a couple of weeks and then he'll disappear, and he'll come back for this week. And I feel like that's an issue that AEW has as well. You know, a lot of like. We'll be here for a few weeks, and then we won't. And then we will, and then we won't. And
well, WWE, like, they were like, well, if you're with us, you're going to move to the U.S.
Yeah.
AEW's like, yeah, I think we can make this work. You stay over there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Me neither. Let's see. We already talked about Collision going after WrestleMania and the ratings. AEW Double or Nothing is going to be taking place in Las Vegas once again. Another event that's taking place on my birthday. I was looking at flights for Houston to Las Vegas. Just to see. I'm like, yeah, maybe. Maybe next year we can go. And
go straight to Vegas for your birthday.
Yeah, good.
And bet it all on red.
Yeah, okay. Over in some Hot Topic news, Vince McMahon has sold over 3 million shares, 3.4 million shares.
How many shares does he have, though?
We'll let you know. He sold 3.4 million shares of his stock for roughly $100 million. God. That must be nice.
Just give me 2 million.
I bought a Powerball ticket the other day, and I was like, man, that sure would be nice to win. Like, I don't care after taxes you get half. Like, I'll take half.
Yeah.
I'll take 10%.
Yeah.
Like, just give me some. He still has 11.5 million shares.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Which I think he's still majority shareholder.
So how does that work?
What do you mean?
He still has a hand in everything.
Yeah. Like, he could still be a jerk and say, oh, the shareholders want this to happen.
Pull the same thing he did for WWE. He could still do that.
He could still do it today. But I don't think that they would allow it to happen.
No, because he's like, you're going to make our business go down because there's the advertisers and people mm-hmm. do not want to work with mm-hmm. you.
It's like, nope, you're done, sir.
Look at all this shit. Look at, like, you know, Ronda Rousey coming out and saying all this stuff.
Oh, man, like, she has been, like, going Bruce scorched Pritchard. Earth.
People power guy.
People power.
Yeah. She's never going to return to WWE.
No. No. She went scorched earth. It was nuts.
It's crazy, man.
I don't know, man. I hope AEW gets their stuff together.
I hope everyone. So.
While we're kind of talking about, like, Ronda calling everyone out, do you see all the stuff with Diddy? Oh my god.
P. Diddy, what?
So, there's been a lawsuit filed against him for claims of assault in the sexual variety, drug use, murder, like all kinds of stuff.
Did he kill Biggie?
No, they finally solved that one, I think.
Oh, really?
Or no, wait, no, that was Tupac. I'm sorry.
Oh, they solved Tupac's?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
We'll talk about that later.
Yeah. And so, like, the feds got involved in this case, and he got tipped off and fled the country.
Really?
Private jet, like, fled. And he left his kids, who are like 30, you know, they're in their 30s or something.
Still.
They're old enough. He left them at his house, and they had to deal with the feds while they raided his houses. So, like, they had to be handcuffed and sit in the yard while they go into the house and search everything.
What a
and,
man.
Like, he fled the country.
So, what a man.
Shit's crazy.
Yeah, he's done.
Yeah, a little bit. And 50 Cent's one of his biggest rivals, and he's been, like, having a field day on Instagram and, like, making all kind of posts.
50 Cent cracks me up because he just, like, he bashes all his rivals, like him. Mm-hmm. The stuff with Firefest with Ja Rule. He always bashing Ja Rule.
Did you hear they're making a
second one?
Second Firefest?
With the same guy?
Yeah.
Same?
Yeah.
That motherfucker's not going to learn his lesson.
Nope. Not when you can make money.
Yeah.
Not when people will pay to do it.
Stupid. If I was the people, I wouldn't even get involved with that.
Wow.
But they're like, money.
But they want to go. They want to say that they went to the terrible thing.
Stupid. That's crazy. I did not know that about Diddy.
Oh, yes.
So that makes sense, though. I saw something about an AI picture someone put out called the Diddler or something like that. And it's like him running with the suit or something.
It was
so
Ryan. That makes sense. It was Ryan.
Okay. That was it.
And I posted the It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia clip with Frank. Oh, we don't diddle kids. Only do the older girls, you know, like my wife. we don't diddle kids. Frank, that's the fastest way to get someone to think that you diddle kids. tell people we need to make a song about how we don't diddle kids. Well, that's all I got wrestling.
Where'd
really.
He go? Did he say which country?
He went to a country that's like non-extradition. So even if the feds wanted him, the country wouldn't like kick him out.
He has a place over there?
I guess so. He's got something. Well, he sold all of his shares in whatever TV company or whatever that he had. Like, he was an owner of it. He sold all of his shares. So I'm guessing he took his money and literally ran. So.
Wow.
Yeah. But like people were tracking his flights on Twitter. They're like, he flew from California to Miami, I guess, to refuel, and then bounced.
Wow.
That's
crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to look this stuff up. Yeah.
Yeah. Do it. Find out what's happening in there. You got anything else wrestling related? We'll get together next week or later this week. Next week, this week, whatever.
Next week.
Before WrestleMania to give our official predictions, because there's still a couple matches that have yet been decided on what's going to happen. So be on the lookout for that. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us on our Facebook page, Miss Podcast. You can check us out on WrestlingNews.com. You know the spiel. 542 episodes. If you don't know where to find us by now, then you must be a first-time listener, in which case, welcome. Welcome to the chaos. Be on the lookout for our WrestleMania predictions next week. Anything else?
No.
All right. Well, that'll do it for us. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. For the podcast crew, I am Dan O'Hearn.
I'm Tyler Abear.
And we will catch you all later for Mania.